Today on Real Radio.
Aeneas in Greek is praise, worshiper, praiser, singer. Aeneas, the Lord makes you whole. He jumps to his feet and he finally becomes what his name is prophetic of. Praise the Lord! Oh my goodness, you are an Aeneas. Look at you.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his verse-by-verse series through the book of Acts. One very key and memorable phrase in this New Testament narrative is when we read of how the church turned the world upside down. Most Gentiles, when reading the book of Acts, forget the Jewishness of the text and culture of the time. Well, we're going to learn about that and more in this study called The Miracle of Ministry. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
We switch now our focus back to Peter and the life of Peter, the ministry of Peter. And of course, up until now, we've been occupied with the life of Paul or Saul of Tarsus and wonderfully being converted. And of course, the whole entire theme of the book of Acts is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where the Lord tells us there that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And we're going to see this morning that this will happen in the ministry and in the life of Peter. So why don't we jump in and look at it, and we'll come back and dissect. Beginning at verse 32, Luke, the author of the book, tells us, "Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all the parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out, and he knelt down and he prayed, and turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And then he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner." Now, I don't know about you, but there is at least three miracles recorded in this portion of Scripture that we're looking at this morning. And as I was looking at this, I began to think, you know, what miracle is so important if we could rate them? You know, first of all, anything that comes from the hand of God has got to be great, no matter what. And I know we want to say amen and hallelujah to that, but when, you know, trials come from God, we want to go run and cry, and we don't want to deal with those things, but it's from God, you know. But we're looking at specific miracles here, and they're beautiful miracles. They're apostolic miracles powered by the Holy Spirit. But if we were to think of a miracle, what is important? Well, I thought about this for a moment, and it depends on what's going on in my life. Well, what do you need? What do I need? What kind of miracle this morning do you want God to do? Give me a new job. Fix my marriage. Heal my child. We all have needs. The miracle of ministry is meeting the needs of mankind. Jesus ultimately did the greatest of all miracles. He died for the sins of the world. But you might be here this morning. Maybe, I hope not, but maybe Friday, you know, you're at the doctor's office and the doctor said, you have cancer. And you're torn by that. You're ripped up by that. What's your need? Jack, my need is to be healed of cancer. That's a legitimate need, and we'll pray for you. But you see, each of us have that pet miracle that we need right now. I've got mine that I would like to have right now. I don't know why he's not answering it. He's a little bit overdue. I'd love for him to come back right now. But we all have our desire. Well, you know, Jesus has a desire, I think his most favorite miracle, and that is saving souls. I believe that is the greatest miracle of all. And we're going to see God in this scripture this morning do miracles, but I don't want to put down the other miracles, the great miracles that you and I might need this morning. But really, let's be honest. Let's wake up. When somebody comes to Jesus Christ and receives him as Lord and Savior, and that person is changed by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't do better than that. You can't get a miracle greater than that. We're called to go to hospitals to hopefully lay hands on the sick that they may rise. But the first thing we want to find out, and we're almost obnoxious about it, is she saved? Do you know if she's saved? Has she given her heart to the Lord? Well, yeah, I don't know, but pray that she might be healed. Well, I'm going to do that, but do you know if she's saved? Is she saved? What's the big deal? Well, what if she doesn't get saved? What if she doesn't get healed and she dies? You know, you can die physically, but man, the Lord came that you wouldn't have to die spiritually. The greatest miracle of all is that a person would come into the kingdom of God's love and of God's grace. And so this morning we're going to look, and I hope you jot it down, at three very important points to the text that's before us. Number one, the miracle of ministry in meeting men's needs. The miracle of ministry in meeting mankind's need. First of all, verse 32, we'll see here that the ministry goes through all the parts of the world or of the countryside. It says there, now it came to pass as Peter went through all the parts of the country that he also came down to the saints who dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise, make your bed. And then he arose immediately so that all who dwelt in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. First thing we want to look at in verse 32 is that Peter is on the move. You want to be used by God? You want to be a minister of miracles? Get out of your house. Get out of your closet. Get moving. Get out there. Be available. You know, somebody has wisely stated that the greatest ability that a person can have to serve God is availability. I may not be much. I don't know what I can do, but use me. Remember in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah, in the year that King Uzziah dies, he sees the Lord. Finally, he had his eyes on Uzziah. Uzziah dies. Isaiah sees God and says, Lord, send me. I'll do whatever you want. And God is not going to equip people and then call them out into the ministry. God will equip the called people. Are you willing? You may not know anything. You may be a brand new believer, but your heart is full of the love of God. And you say, you know what, I want to be used. And though God may not make you a pastor or an evangelist or something overnight, there is a place for you to be used. And it's a miracle ministry. And you know what, I get really kind of bummed out because we have so fallen into the Steven Spielberg, George Lucas ministry mentality. If it doesn't have stars and spotlights and glitter, then, well, it really can't be worth all that much. And do you realize the things that are going on behind the scenes, God thinks those more highly? The precious older saints in this church that sometimes can't even make it out of their house, but they're praying for this body, and they can't sleep at night, and they get up, and they don't even know your name, and they're praying that your life is blessed. And I'm grateful for that, but you know, I take that for granted, and I know that they're even doing it, and I still take it for granted. Precious people. But man, if it's not in lights and up on the wall with spotlights on it, who cares? We've gotten into that kind of showboat mentality. God wants to use you. And the proving ground is, can God use you when no one else can see you? Well, Peter's just returning. He's going back through all the country, and a lot of those people where he's going, they don't even know him by face. They would know him by name by now, but they don't know his face. And he's just ministering. The miracle of ministry is meeting the needs of the people around us. So important. There's no greater thing to do, I'll tell you that. Revelation 14:6, jot it down in your Bible about ministry. Revelation 14:6 says, I saw another angel flying through the midst of heaven. And contrary to a local television station, this is not a reference to their satellite. This is a reference to an actual angel. John says, I saw an angel fly through the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every kindred, every tongue, and every people. Well, that's a miracle. Well, you better believe it. But the point is this. Peter went everywhere preaching the gospel. Why? It's an everlasting gospel. It's so good to be able to preach the gospel in Chino Hills and then get on an airplane, fly 17 hours, get off an airplane, open up the same Bible you have in your lap and say, listen, people of Moscow, Jesus loves you. He died on the cross. The Bible says here. And they stop and they listen. Universal gospel. Peter's just sharing the word of God. He's available. He's made himself available. He wants to meet the needs of men. The ultimate needs, spiritual awakening. It says in verse 33, there he found a certain man. You ought to circle that. He found a certain man. I wanted to ask Peter in my study, was he looking for a certain man? It doesn't mean that he was looking for him. Peter was just cruising along and recognized. I love this. Listen, this is so good. He recognized, oh, maybe the Lord, obviously, I think God wants me to deal with this guy. That's why it says he found a certain man. He didn't go into this town and say, excuse me, but have you seen Aeneas? I'm looking for him. Do you identify this picture? The Holy Spirit and the miracle of ministry brought him to a certain man. Was he a certain man to Peter? No. Was he a certain man to the Holy Spirit? Absolutely. A certain man, one that's been picked out, chosen of God, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. Paralyzed, the word in the Greek is paralu, and it means to hang loose or to hang alongside. It suggests his legs were just limp. 8 years, we don't know why. Was it through an accident? We don't know. But the Lord has got sights on this man, and God's going to use Peter to do something about it. And he's bedridden. He's stuck to his bed. It means he's confined. He's shut in. But what would happen in those days? The families would take their paralytic friend. And I read some terrible things on this. If a child was born in this during this time of the Bible writings during the book of Acts, if a child was born deformed, they would take the child out into the wilderness and leave it. This man had a purpose. I talked to the woman last night who was rejected at birth by her parents and survived in what is now a believer. God's using her. You think God had a plan? When I was inside my mother being pregnant to me, it was an accident. It wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to have two kids in the family. My dad came home, found out my mom was pregnant. They got in a big fight, and he packed and he left. My mom had never had a job. She didn't know what to do. She got scared, and she tried to have an abortion. Messed herself all up, put us both in the hospital. Hated me before I was born because my dad left. And I came home from football practice, and I'm sitting down eating cookies on the other side of the wall, and I heard all this stuff as my mom's telling a neighbor. And it didn't damage me. I'm fine. Don't look at me like that. It didn't bug me at all. I just turned on Sea Hunt and ate my chocolate chip cookies. I thought, oh, wow, I'm glad to be here. It didn't bug me. But my dad came back. I was almost 6 months old when he came back. I wasn't supposed to be here. Well, that all depends on who you ask. God wanted me here. I'm glad for it. I'm happy to be here. What's Ananias' deal? Ananias, God wanted to use him. He was set aside for not only using in the life of Peter, he was going to use this man's life in the community. He found a certain man. You've been selected, picked out. You're special to God. You're precious in his sight. Verse 34, and Peter said to him, Ananias, Jesus, I love this, Jesus the Christ. Sounds like Peter's been hanging around Saul. Saul was the first one to say, Jesus is the Christ. Now Peter comes out of that area and he says, hey, Ananias, Jesus the Mashiach, Messiah, Christ, Savior, heals you. And the word means now. It's not he's going to heal you. He someday might heal you. Ananias, the Christ heals you. You're healed right now. Isn't that great? And you know it's a healing when somebody gets up and makes their own bed. Because it said he just... We should master this verse and tell it to our kids in the morning. I say to you, arise and make your bed. And what he would do, he jumped to his feet and he wrapped up this little bed that he lived in. Can you imagine this scene? 8 years. Ananias, the Messiah heals you. All of a sudden, snap, crackle, pop. Breakfast. He jumps up, makes his bed, far out. Praise the Lord. Gosh, this is neat. And immediately it says that he arose. You bet. You think he laid him down anymore? I don't think he laid down for a month. Hey, Ananias, come on. Let's watch George Foreman win the boxing. Come on, lay down. Let's watch the game. No way, man. I'll stand up. He feels great. Got those feet, you know, he can feel them. Looked at those toes. He put them up. He wiggled them. For 8 years, they just dangled down. He's looking at him. Yes! The Christ has made me whole. You think he walked around going, well, you know, it was all right. It was exciting. Oh, he freaked out. And I love what it says in verse 35. It says there, so all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and they turned to the Lord. You don't think you can be an evangelist? This guy used his legs. And they saw him. They just saw him. Peter's simply the channel. Peter doesn't say, listen, this is careful. We have to be careful. Peter doesn't say, I would like to heal you. Come to my... Let me do it right. This is my hair. If I would have brought my jacket, I would have spun it around. Come to my healing ministry, and I'll hit you with my $300 jacket and make you whole. I can't believe God hasn't fried people yet. God does not share his glory. He's very jealous about that. My ministry of healing. You know, we're coming to your town. We get these things in the mail. So-and-so ministry is coming to town. Would you please make room for us on one of your Sunday services for a miracle healing opportunity? Oh, please. Just for a mere $1,500, we'll come and grace your fellowship. Well, $1,500, we'll pay to keep you out of here. My ministry, hey, not Peter. Peter says the Christ heals you. You know, Peter and you and I are simply a channel. Excuse me, John, I'd like you to meet Jesus Christ. Have a nice forever. That's the way it ought to be. Stay out of the way. Let God do his business, but be available. Peter's available, and he's healed. Ananias is healed. The word means to be cured or to be restored or to make whole again. What a beautiful witness this is. Look what it says. It says, so all, not some, it says all who dwelt in Lydda. You want a revival? Talk about a harvest crusade. All who dwelt in Lydda. The Bible can't lie. It's all of them. Everybody got saved. What a deal. They saw him. The word saw in the Greek means to become sure of, to observe as a test or an experiment. You know what that means? They saw him. Aeneas, is that you? Sure is. They poked on his legs, maybe kicked him a little bit. It is you. And your legs, they work. Test. Son of a gun, how'd this happen? The Christ made me whole. What they saw in him, I want you to grab this. This blessed my heart. Finding this blew my mind. You know what the word Aeneas means? His name? His name is Greek, Aeneas. Well, we have a name in Hebrew that means the same word, same meaning, and the word is Jude. Jude in Hebrew means praise or praiser or singer or worshiper. Aeneas in Greek is praise, worshiper, praiser, singer. Aeneas, the Lord makes you whole. He jumps to his feet and he finally becomes what his name is prophetic of. Praise the Lord! Oh my goodness, you are an Aeneas. Look at you. That's why the whole city turned to believe in Jesus Christ. The guy was a praiser of the Lord. Aeneas, Aeneas, oh man, you're living up to your name. Look at you. And I loved that when I saw that. It blew my mind. By meeting Jesus Christ, Aeneas became the person that he was supposed to be. This happened before. In Acts chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, listen to this. And Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Acts 3, 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. I love that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. In a study called The Miracle of Ministry, a look at the last 12 verses of the book of Acts chapter 9, where Peter was used of God to perform miracles that caused numerous Jews to believe in the Messiah. We'll continue with our journey through the book of Acts on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, as the gospel is brought to the Gentiles en masse. Now, we're heading into that season that winds up our current year. That means that opportunities for tax deductions for this year are beginning to draw to a close. So, we at Real Radio are making an offer that is beneficial in three ways. Your contribution of any amount to Real Radio keeps this biblically based program on the airwaves. Whatever you send is tax deductible, and you'll receive Pastor Jack's 2-CD set called When a Christian Prays. When a Christian Prays has already helped thousands of believers in understanding the proper biblical view of prayer. Does prayer really change things? Well, find out. Visit us at realradioactive.org and look for the banner Special Offer. The 2-CD set of Pastor Jack's teaching, When a Christian Prays, is yours. Just send a gift of any amount in support of Real Radio. Now, you can order online at realradioactive.org, again, realradioactive.org, or get in touch by telephone, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio is made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.